this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, Joe Biden facing allegations from several women, which I think we need to talk about our personal bubble.
Okay.
How big is your bubble?
It's not big enough.
The Bald Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Greg O'Connor, ladies and gentlemen.
Look,
he's been out trying to save people from geese.
He has.
The geese are nesting, and they're getting ornery.
I mean, have you driven through Cascades?
Yeah.
They just walk out in the middle of the road and just stare at you.
Jackson traffic jam right there. That's why we have Traffic Copter 105.3.
Yes.
In the event of a goose backup.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man. There's nothing worse that makes you mad in the morning. First thing in the morning. Right. And they just look at you like, hey, I'm here.
Well, they honk back. So how big is your personal bubble?
I think if I can smell your breath, you're too close.
That's a very, very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
If I can smell your breath, you've been way too close.
Yes.
Now, there are some people where you can smell their perfume in the other county.
Yes. Also true.
Some people just don't get it.
No.
They don't understand. You know, there's enough.
A little dab will do ya.
There's enough, and then there's what you do.
What I do?
Oh.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say.
No, you don't put on. I never smell any perfume or lotion on you. I mean, I smell your body. No, I'm kidding. You're a very clean lady. And
thank
I appreciate
you. I shower
that.
I really on the daily. Do.
We used to have a guy here that wasn't all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you appreciate those.
We appreciate cleanliness mm-hmm. here at Jackson Radio Works here yes. on the fourth floor of the K105.3 Tower.
What
building.
Does your personal bubble look like?
I think my personal bubble is different because I'm taller.
Oh, okay.
There's not much you can do in order to really get too close to me. I think I like your, if I can smell your breath, because there are some shorter people that I can smell their breath and it's not that pleasant.
Yes, that's true.
Now, does your bubble change when it comes to smelling breath if it's wintergreen?
Maybe. I think my personal bubble also depends on who it is. You know what I mean? Like if you're a stranger, I'm going to need you to keep good enough space between us. I don't want to smell your breath. But if you're a good friend, you know what I mean? I think there's different. I think we need to categorize these things.
I typically go by the rule of the handshake. If I have to extend my hand and you have to extend your hand
mm-hmm.
to shake hands, then that's a good distance in an environment where you can have a conversation if I'm not in a crowded room with you.
Okay.
Now, if you're doing networking, and you've done these networking
yeah.
events sometimes too, you've been on conferences where there's thousands of people in one room, and I think at that point your personal bubble gets a little smaller because you've got to get in and you've got to be able to talk to one another.
Correct.
But there should be no touching.
No.
The reason I bring all this up is Joe Biden, he's facing allegations of any inappropriate conduct from several women, and he posted a short video up to Twitter apologizing for that. Here's part of that. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do you have the Joe Biden audio? Give me Joe Biden, Frankie. All right. Thank you. No, that's Joe Camp. Okay, here we go.
Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening.
What the allegations basically are for Joe Biden, and the reason all of this is coming out is he's running for president. So everyone wants to dig up dirt
of course.
On every single person that's ever done anything. Eventually, we'll find out that in kindergarten, Joe Biden cheated at Heads Up for 7-Up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to come. It's happening.
Without a doubt. When we played Red Rover, he came over despite anyone calling him over.
Cheater.
And that will be major news.
Well, and I think here's the unpopular opinion. I think now there was no memo that went out that said you can't touch someone's shoulder.
Well, and that's exactly where this is what he goes on to say.
I've worked my whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written, and so the idea that I can't adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
So what he's accused of is he would come up behind a woman or a person
mm-hmm.
and he would put his hands on their shoulders, and then he'd lean in and say something into their ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's in my personal space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you come up behind me and do that.
Yep.
And you whisper something in my ear, you either A, better be my wife, or B, Bill Murray. Okay? Well, it happened, Jenny. There's a very happy, happy lady.
What happened?
Well, Tabitha Brangies. Tabitha Brangies was not pleased with the April Fool's joke.
Which one? There were so many.
It was perpetuated by McDonald's.
Oh, the McPickle?
The McPickle.
Well, neither was I.
Well, Tabitha Brangies found herself achieving the impossible.
No way.
When a drive-thru at the McDonald's landed her a menu item that was supposed to be non-existent.
She didn't.
She ordered the McPickle burger.
Oh.
After her children were disappointed that it was only an April Fool's joke, she revealed a video on Facebook that, with a little bit of hack, anybody can score the unusual creation. This is what she said. Can I order a cheeseburger? Can I have no burger on that and 25 pickles?
She's my hero!
She was asking, of course, can you clarify that? She said, yes. I would like to have a cheeseburger, no burger, and 25 pickles. And the McDonald's employee says, so basically just the cheese and the pickles? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Woman was placed. She also placed an order of pancakes.
Oh, that's an interesting combination.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So
no judgment.
They got the McPickle.
Oh.
Which looks horrifying.
No.
Yes.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. But I bet it was so good.
What is good about that?
I love McDonald's pickles.
Can you just order a cup of McDonald's pickles?
I don't know.
I'd like a Coke. Hold the Coke in the ice and just fill it with pickles?
Why would you hold the Coke?
So you want to put the pickles in the Coke?
No, I'm just saying.
Are you pregnant? I believe geese are some of the scariest creatures I've ever seen.
They're terrifying.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're bullies. They're mean.
I don't know as I'd go as far as to call a goose a bully.
Well, have you ever asked them to move?
Have you ever been called Silly Jenny all the time? I think I'd be a little ornery all the time myself.
Maybe.
If someone was just being a little ridiculous and we said, you're being such a Silly Jenny. You say silly goose a lot, don't you?
No.
Yes.
I don't. Oh, no. Now it's going to come out just because you put that thought in my head.
You say silly goose.
I don't think
do.
I do.
Admit it.
It's going to happen, though. It's going to happen now. Silly goose.
PTO mom and you.
Oh, it is. It sneaks out every once
really
in a while.
Does.
It does.
Would you like some cookies? No, you can only have one. Silly goose. Coming up for you, there is a viral video of a goose chasing someone in the area as they were the geese are nesting.
Okay.
You want to stay away from the geese because they're not silly.
No.
They're ornery.
Those are the babies.
Angry goose.
Ah, scaring mommy.
Really?
I know. I can't help it.
You are traveling anywhere near the campus of Eastern Michigan University. There is a viral video right now that is, obviously it's online. That's why it's a viral video.
Thank you.
It's not like when you watch it, you'll get sick, which is what I thought for a long time, which is why I never watched the virus videos. Thought, well, if it's viral, why is anybody doing it? They're just spreading germs.
Yeah.
Turns out I was wrong, Jenny.
What? Say that one more time.
Only for a second.
Say that one more time.
Frankie, knock it off.
Oh,
for a joke.
See? No. Man, you've ticked him off.
Yeah, well.
Ever since last weekend. I don't know. I'm not kidding. He told me that you really made him mad.
What did I do this time?
I don't even know. He couldn't even talk about it. He was spitting and sputtering.
Oh, that's the problem.
What do you mean that's the problem?
Well, I put a raincoat on the last time I talked to him.
Oh,
when he
yeah.
was upset, he said he wanted to talk to me about a few things. And I said, well, let me go grab my slickers.
Oh.
And I want to get all soaked. He's one of those people, though, when you talk to him and everybody knows someone, and if you don't know him, chances are it's you. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of spittle that gets larger and larger as they're talking to you.
Yeah.
And then you feel like Neo in the Matrix. You're like, I'm going to have to dodge this thing at some point. That thing's going to come loose.
No, he in the corners. That's what really gets me.
Yeah, the white stuff.
It collects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the one that gets in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
That I worry about. Because you know that thing's a launching.
Right.
And if you do it in polite conversation, how do you say, you just spittled right into my open mouth?
And he's not as tall as you, but he is tall.
What?
And so it's close. Oh, I hope that happens.
Oh, it has. Told him to get a dental dam.
He was mad about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You're talking about geese?
I think we
you
were.
You know what? I'll bring that up later. I'm speechless now.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Holly Weird, kid?
Wednesday, it was reported that Britney Spears has checked herself into a mental health treatment facility.
Oh, she's finally going Britney 2007 again?
Well, no, not exactly. The new version, the Britney 2019.
Grab the
she's
slippers.
Actually, she's going into a mental health treatment facility as she continues to cope with her father's recent health scare, which is the whole reason she put her tour or her Las Vegas residency on hold for so long was because her dad was so sick. So apparently it's worse than anyone really knows enough for her to check herself into a health treatment facility. Her boyfriend is sticking by her. He said it's not a weakness. She actually broke her silence on Instagram and said that she wants to fall in love with taking care of herself again, mind, body, and spirit. I know.
Want a Britney 2007.
No, she's not doing it. The 37-year-old singer decided she just needed to take time for herself and wants to focus on her kids, her family, and her boyfriend. Have you seen Warner Brothers just dropped the new trailer, the first look at the new Joker?
It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Joaquin
Go check
Phoenix.
It out.
Oh.
Joaquin Phoenix really descends into darkness, I think, in this trailer. And we don't know exactly quite yet how he's impacted by the Wayne family, of course, with Batman. But we see this trailer and it establishes kind of why he is who he is. We see Gotham kind of the beginning of a breakdown of Gotham. He gets beaten. So it's really interesting and it almost makes you feel bad for him.
Well, this is Martin Scorsese and De Niro's in this as well. So it should be pretty gritty. It's low budget. So there's not going to be a whole lot of Christopher Nolan special effects or anything to that effect.
Right.
This is just how one telling of the Joker's descent into madness, because the whole allure of the character is that you never know where he came from.
No, but you see glimpses of his life with his mother and how he had to take care of his mom. I'm not kidding. You kind of watch the trailer and I was kind of feeling for the Joker a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. The new show Songland, NBC's releasing a new musical competition show. As if they don't have enough already, this is the one that's produced by Adam Levine.
I don't care.
But here's what makes this one different.
Oh, okay.
They're writing songs.
Oh.
These are actual songwriters.
Oh, God. I still don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care. I got a whole basket full of don't care. It's overflowing.
No.
Okay, so you think you can dance.
Right, dancing.
Dance Moms, whatever the heck it is.
Dancing.
The Voice.
They're singing.
American Idol.
They're singing.
America's Got Talent.
They're singing, dancing, and doing magic.
Oh, but this time we're all going to do original songs. It's totally new.
Okay, May 28th
and this time,
at
the
10 p.m.
The chairs are going to spin around 360 degrees. The judges are going to be dizzy, and then they're going to sit down. They're not a coach. They're not a partner. They're actually a cheerleader. Okay, and Blake Shelton will be a cheer. He's not a coach. No. He's going to be a cheerleader. That's how this is different.
No, they're writing songs.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's not stupid. That's today's beat.
Craig T. Nelson's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Parenthood, a great show. It's been, how long has that been off the air?
Oh, it's been a while. At least 2 years.
At least? Okay.
I would say it's
on the Netflix now?
It is. All
Parenthood
of the seasons.
TV show. When did that run?
Man, that was such a good show.
That went, what does it say here? Till 2015. It was only on six seasons, 2010 to 2015.
Oh, wow. So
it's been four years. Wow.
Way
so I guess
off.
I didn't get into, maybe I am in the last season.
Oh, okay. Maybe you are.
But when you look at the Brabermans, you look at a family that's close, but weren't they were West Coast?
I think, you know what? Now that you think, maybe Philadelphia?
No, they couldn't have been Philly because I don't remember a winter in Parenthood.
Okay. It's been so long since I've seen it.
And
I need
Dax
to start
Shepherd,
over.
That kid had a house on the water. He had a houseboat.
Okay, so maybe...
I think maybe Seattle or something like that.
Maybe.
I'd have to look into it. But when you look at that family, don't you think that that whole house... When I look at a family, for whatever reason it is on TV, I imagine what their home smells like.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like Family Ties smelled like candles all the time. Because Elise and Family Ties, she always wanted the house to smell good. It's more like a... Oh, like an earthy, like a sandalwood smell.
Okay.
In the Family Ties home.
Okay.
All right.
I could see that.
And like Penny's in the Big Bang Theory always smelled like lotion.
Yes. I agree. Like Victoria's Secret lotion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think of another show that I enjoy. NCIS. No, I won't go there. Smells like gun oil. But when I look at the family in Parenthood, I always imagine that entire house reeking of patchouli.
Yes.
As if you were walking down the street in the middle of Ann Arbor.
Uh-huh, and it just smacks you in the face.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. the woman that actually is wearing the patchouli left 3 days ago. But it still lingers.
She's a lingerer.
And it stings the nostrils. I love that commercial, but you know that conversation wasn't that pleasant.
No, you know how that ended.
We need a real slice of life commercial. Let's try it. Ask me if I've called the movers.
Have you called the movers yet?
What is your problem?
Why can't you just do what I ask you to do?
Why can't you just trust me it's going to get done?
Because it won't get done.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really.
I might as well just do it myself.
I packed all the boxes.
Did you pack all the boxes?
Well, I went and got the boxes.
Yeah, just because you got the boxes doesn't mean that you packed them.
I put the tape on the bottom of the boxes.
You know what? Here, never mind. I'm just going to do it myself.
Oh, you're going to call them again?
Yeah, I am going to call them again.
You know where I'm going? Nana's.
Where? Fine. Go to your Nana's and get your chocolate milk.
Two men and a truck moving in storage.
Oh, that feels so real.
All right, so personal space is a big thing, and it's becoming even bigger. It's come to the forefront of everybody's mind as Joe Biden right now is getting a lot of flack, and former Vice President Joe Biden. And I don't think he's even officially announced his campaign as of yet.
I don't think so.
But he's exploring it. You know, he's in Iowa right now. Getting ready for the Hawkeye Caucus.
Is that what they call it?
That's what I call it.
Oh, okay. The Iowa caucuses. There we go.
The Hawkeye Caucus. So Joe Biden, he's facing allegations of any inappropriate conduct from several women. And basically, from what I've gleaned from the situation, is that he is known to approach women from behind, place his hands on their shoulders, lean in, and say something into their ear. Now, I don't know what he's saying, and based on the fact that the women are saying it's inappropriate physical contact, I don't think what he's saying is weird.
No, probably not.
But what he's doing is he's getting into someone's personal space.
Correct.
Your bubble.
Right.
And you've said the bubble is...
If I can smell your breath.
Okay, and I'm gonna go on top of that. I'm going to top you on
okay.
that. Okay. If I can smell your perfume or your cologne, all right?
Again, but for some people, that could be a large distance.
Exactly.
Right, so that's your bubble.
Yes.
But what if a person does not wear perfume or cologne?
You know what? I would rather smell. Let me put it this way. I would rather go into a middle school and smell the natural aroma of a middle school than smell Axe body spray.
Now, that's a smell that'll stick with
you. Let's think about Axe body spray here for a second.
Okay.
The names of Anarchy... by Axe body spray.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you envision anarchy, you don't think of anything pleasant. Anarchy is the downfall. It's the breakdown of normal society. There are
Correct.
No rules. There's nothing. So when I think anarchy, I think no deodorant.
Yes, true story.
I think no plumbing. Okay. I don't think anarchy smells. I don't think anybody has ever walked into a place where society has fallen apart and said, man, this smells wonderful. I should make... Can we capture this?
In a scent. Anarchy smells like garbage.
Hey, Yankee Candle, come on over here. All right, we got an issue with the phone lines. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about that. Give it a shot. I mean, you can try. 768-4-HIT, 768-34 is followed by an 8. Frankie, are you working?
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, Frankie.
He's got a wrench out.
I know. Did
for
you?
A I thought phone line.
I thought you took his toolbox away.
Well, it's a Fisher Price wrench.
Oh, okay, good. So that's the one we let him keep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of idiots.
Frankie wasn't listening. I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We've got him muted in there.
Thank you.
Whenever he works, he turns us down.
Good.
Just wave at him and smile.
Hi.
Give him a thumbs up.
Good You're doing job, such a good
Frankie.
Job.
All right, then. Good Lord. Oh, that's why we give him plastic screwdrivers.
Yes.
He's got that wrench in his mouth, doesn't he?
Yep. Okay. Hi, Frankie.
Good job,
You're
kid.
You're doing great.
Yeah. We pay him. Okay. Speaking of idiots.
Yes.
Russia. Now, when you go to a gas pump and you're looking at the warnings, what's one of the first things that you see about the warning at the gas pumps?
Oh, now I don't smoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right there. That's number one. Don't smoke here.
Right.
In Russia? No, we throw caution to wind.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
Russia,
yeah.
Come on.
If you think in Russia that they think, you know what? We can't smoke by fire. We can't smoke by gas pump. No, no, no. Nay, nay. They do. You'd be wrong.
What?
Yes.
That's so insane.
Truly tremendous video I saw picked up by a security cam outside of the Atrenstalki. That's the name of the town. Welcome to Atrenstalki.
So many letters.
Video begins by showing so many consonants in there. Excuse me. I'd like to buy a vowel.
Please and thank you.
There's 1, 2, 3 and sometimes Y. 4 consonants.
Sometimes Y.
Or 4, I'm sorry, vowels. Vowels, not consonants. And a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Whoa.
But if you don't go by the sometimes Y.
Sure. And you have
9 in 3.
Wow.
Arthroscopy. Sounds like arthroscopy. So they're in a town with a microscopic camera.
Which clearly caught this person.
Anyway, the video begins by showing two men, one of them the car owner, with a lit cigarette hanging from his mouth, beginning to throw fuel in his Lada hatchback. Now, Lada, in case you didn't know, is Russian for crappy little car. Now,
thank you.
One of the men lights the next guy's cigarette for the other, and what? So now you have two guys standing next to an operating gas pump smoking cigarettes.
Why is it? Why didn't the other guy stay in the car?
It gets better.
Okay.
There's a third guy. Guess what he does?
What does he do?
He lights a cigarette. And then he takes a cigarette lighter and puts it over by the gas pump, by, you know, where it's pumping in the gas. Like,
wow.
I'm sorry. There are Russians. Hand me the vodka, Glenn. Thank you, Sergey. I will take vodka. So two of the guys think it's hilarious. The car owner's going like, don't do that. You know, it could be fire.
Yeah.
Who puts... Who would do such a thing? So, hey, nobody finds it funny a second later when the car catches on fire, as does the gas pump. It starts creeping up.
Wow.
Fuel streaming from the nozzle.
Sure.
And eventually catches one of the guy's arms on fire. Now, the other two guys managed to move the car away. They put out the fire. The other guy's got a lit left arm.
Uh-huh.
And what he does, and it's picked up by several different security cameras, he hops in the car. I don't know if you know what to do when your left arm is on fire, but apparently what you do in Russia, you get in car, you gun the engine, roll down window, stick arm out window.
What's Russian for stop, drop, and roll?
He was later arrested.
As he should.
Well, and I thought maybe the charges would be malicious destruction, carelessness at a gas station. No,
yeah.
No. By the way, the arm did go out. He went fast enough.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I was going to ask.
But he was arrested.
What was he arrested for?
Possession of an illegal firearm. All right, coming up for you, I will let you know about the two men who live in Arkansas who got a hold of a bulletproof vest.
I can't even fathom.
The headline writes itself.
Okay? Yes.
Just going to tell you about that on the way. But first off, I'm going to give you some bad news. Next month, U.S. subscribers are going to see a price increase for Netflix.
Again? Mm-hmm. Didn't they just do this?
It's going to get pricier. We're going to go, let's see, the standard plan, which is the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I have. It's going to go from $10.99 to $12.99.
Man, okay.
So we're talking about $2.
All right. Okay.
But when you first got it, it was $9.99.
Yeah, or $7.99 too.
Wasn't it $7.99?
I feel like it was $7.99 for like one screen.
You think there's still somebody out there that's getting the CDs delivered to their home? Do they even do that service anymore?
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not. Now I kind of want a CD.
I do too.
Or a DVD.
Well, I'd need a DVD player.
Yeah, you would. You don't have any.
I don't.
You don't have one anymore.
I don't even have a DVD drive or a CD-ROM drive in my laptop. I've got an extension for it. I could do it.
Right.
But I don't even have one in there, and I don't believe I've ever unwrapped the CD-ROM extension. Premium plan, which allows 4K streaming. I don't have a 4K TV.
Nope, I don't either.
I have a TV that's about 4K, 4,000 years old.
But it still works.
Exactly. Just have to kind of hold your mouth right in order to tune it in. But the 4K streaming is going to go from $13.99 to $15.99. And the basic plan, which streams without HD, is going to go from $7.99 to $8.99. That's the first price increase for that tier. So that's the $7.99 you were thinking of.
That is, okay.
Which is the non-HD. I can't watch things in non-HD anymore.
No,
I need
spoiled.
To view in high definition.
Yep, we're spoiled for sure.
I don't know if that's a mole or a deer tick. That's why I need...
And I need to know.
Exactly.
It could throw off the whole plot.
It's this price increase was actually first announced back in January, and it's going to affect U.S. customers only, as well as customers that use U.S. currency.
Okay.
So it's a U.S. thing.
Mm.
This time, the announcement pushed the value of Netflix stock up about 5%. Now, the last increase was in late 2017, but in the year plus since then, you know, Amazon, Hulu, they've upped the ante by producing more of their original content. And Netflix has got so much original content now, too.
Yeah, they do. Some really good stuff out there.
Netflix is having, it used to make my life convenient, but now it's a level of anxiety.
You think so?
Because my list keeps growing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to be able to watch it.
It does feel like such a lengthy to-do list.
And it's such a commitment when you put something on my list.
We've talked about this, but here's the deal. If they're going to raise the rates for Netflix, I'm going to have to raise the rates of people using my username and password.
Oh, how many people are using your username and password?
Yeah, maybe like three.
Really?
Yeah.
So, people outside your home?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Nay, nay, no,
I know.
No. Dateline, Benton County, Arkansas.
I'm so ready.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, so ready.
Charles Eugene Ferris. Now, do you think he's a Eugene or do you think he's a Chuck?
He's a Chuck.
All right, so Chuck.
Yep.
I'm 50. 50 years old.
Okay.
I'm going to invite my buddy over to my house, Chris Hicks.
Okay.
You know he goes by Hicks.
Hicks, yeah.
Hey, Hicks! Come on over!
We got Chuck and Hicks.
You don't have to yell. These trailer walls are awfully thin. This story comes from the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Benton County Sheriff's Office responds to this neighborhood, and you know it was something estates. I'm just saying.
Oh, the letters.
Welcome to Fairview Estates. Go ahead and back your house in. So Chuck invites his buddy Hicks over, and he's like, hey, look what I got. He's like, what you got? I got a bulletproof vest. So they start drinking.
As one does.
Yes.
When you have a bulletproof vest, apparently.
Chuck. Hicks looks at him and goes, bet you won't put that vest on.
Oh, no. Oh, this is so bad.
Chuck says, bet you I will. So Chuck's got it on. They've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just picture aluminum cans everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just littered. The sound of aluminum cans hitting the floor grows in frequency as the afternoon wears on. You drive by your neighbor in Fairview Estates and you see him. Is that a is he wearing a bulletproof vest?
Oh, no.
I think so. Yes, he is. So eventually, Chucks is like, hey, Hicks, shoot me with that 22.
A 22?
22.
Oh, no.
So, after much goading and prodding.
Prodding.
Hicks obliges.
Oh, Hicks.
You know what happens when you get shot? You're upset.
You think?
You're upset. And he was like, oh, that hurt. And he got a big old red mark on his chest. And it was really hurting. And
yeah,
they sat back down. And eventually Hicks puts on the bulletproof vest.
Oh, no.
Chuck is just a mad.
Oh, yeah, he is.
The mountains are blue on the can that he's drinking.
And it's all done for.
All right, then. So they get upset. They get into an argument. He unloads 5 shots into the back of Hicks, who is now wearing the bulletproof vest.
Is the vest in the back also protected?
Yes,
from?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Hicks is okay.
Whoa.
However, the neighbors see this.
Help! Chuck and Hicks are shooting each other.
So nobody, they're like, oh, it's just Chucks and Hicks. So anyway, Chuck goes to the hospital later, and he's trying to put together this great story to save his buddy Hicks.
Uh-huh.
So what he tells the police officer is, well, I was called early in the afternoon to protect an asset. That is directly from the police report. Chuck Gene Ferris, bodyguard extraordinaire. I was called to protect an asset. The asset was in danger. There was gunfire. I fired back. I took one to the chest. Eventually, they call his wife. His wife's like, you know what they were doing? They had that darn bulletproof vest. They were shooting each other with it. Put them in jail. No formal charges have been filed against either of them because what do you charge them with?
I think it took their friendship to the next level.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess if you want to take your friendship to the next level, grab a bulletproof vest, some Coors Light, and head over to Fairview Estate.
I know what we're doing.
So I was at a place of business grabbing a bite to eat within the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And a young man came in from outside and looked at, and now I'm guessing the relationship to the family here. I'm guessing it was his mom and maybe a younger sibling and grandma and grandpa.
Okay.
Came in from outside, and probably there's a good 25, 30 feet between the front doorway and where they were at.
Okay.
And he said, what the blank is going on in here? I've been blanking outside now for blanking 5 minutes.
What?
What the blank are you doing in here? This young man couldn't have been older than maybe 13 or 14.
So he came into an establishment.
Yes.
Speaking to his family this
Yes.
way. Whoa.
The family just looked devastated.
Mortified, I'm sure.
Yes. So what would you do?
I think I would be so stunned that someone came in from outside and was talking. I don't know. I'd like to say I'd say something, but I don't know.
I followed the young man outside.
Oh, dear. Wait. How tall are you?
6'4"-ish, somewhere okay. around there.
So a 6'4", bald man with tattoos
yes.
came outside. Okay,
yes.
I just want to set the stage.
Well, I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, so the
okay,
tattoos
so,
weren't shown. But now hindsight being 20/20, I should have rolled up the sleeve.
You should have. But okay, continue.
But I stood a good, I got outside, I saw where he was waiting, and I made sure I was a good 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, son, I don't care who those people are. I assume they're your mother. That's your mother and maybe your grandfather. But you in no way, shape, or form talk to anybody that way ever in the history of people. Are you aware of that?
Oh, what did he do?
He said, I'm aware of that. And he gave me this look, this snarky little look.
Oh, he doesn't know. He
gave me a snarky little look. And that's the moment where I realized that's all I can do.
Yeah.
That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was frustrating to me that was it.
Wow.
Because from this point on, I've said my piece. I've said what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
If I engage him any further, then I'm going to go down his rabbit hole.
Sure.
So I walked back in and I saw who I assumed was his mother. And I said, listen, I want to apologize for the way he speak to you, but I also want to apologize to you because I had to go out and say something to that young man about that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, thank you. I planned on saying something too. But you could see the look of defeat in her face as if, my gosh, this has happened so many times.
Oh, that's awful. As a mom, it's like you feel out of your depth, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're just, one, you're mortified that your son is acting this way in public. And it's not like you can take him out. He's not a screaming toddler.
No.
You know what I mean? Where you just take him out of the store.
But at some point, if she were to have said, you know what, I've had it, mm-hmm. and just spank him right there in the middle of the restaurant.
I think everyone would have clapped.
Yes. Or lined
good
up to
for you,
help.
Mom, you know? Yes.
Close to me, K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. It is that time. Let's do this. Let's hope the phone lines are fixed. Each and every morning, I can't even look at him right now. Why do you need a marker to fix a phone?
He was marking the different lines.
He's marking up his face.
Well, there are lines on his face, so.
Well, he's writing down notes on his face so that when he looks in the reflection in the booth, he can see it, yeah. And he remembers, but you can write it up. We've got paper.
I mean, we even have the whiteboard right next to his room. I don't get it.
Anyway, 7684 hits. 768-34 is followed by an 8. Each and every morning, I ask Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which of course is...
the right answer.
This morning, I asked Jenny to name something that parents tell their children not to waste. What's something you as a parent tell your kids not to waste? If you can answer that question, give Jenny's answer, then I will hook you up with 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Name something that parents tell their children not to waste. Good morning, what's your guess?
Food.
Yes, right
food.
There. First and foremost, food.
Yes.
How many times have you been out? I'll go out, take the kids out to dinner. They'll say, I want a steak. You sure? Because you're going to fill up on bread. You're going to fill up on salad.
Yep.
And you're going to fill up on that appetizer. No, I want a whole steak and I want potatoes.
And I'm so hungry.
I want some corn on the side.
Yes.
They get out there, they take a sip of their pop. I'm full.
I'm so full.
Well, I'm out $20.
And I'm eating your leftovers.
What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, do you have children?
I do.
Do they waste food?
They do.
Have you ever experienced the very same thing at a restaurant before? Had that same conversation?
Yes, I have.
And do you ever win?
No, I never win.
It's ridiculous.
I'm telling you, except for the leftovers that you take home.
And why is it, as a grown man, logically, I look at my children and I say, I know you're not going to finish it, but somehow they convince me that they're going to do it.
Well, because it's the time that you don't think they're actually going to eat the steak that they do, and they eat like a man, and you're like, where did this come from?
And then they look at you and say, I finished it, look at me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you're like, all right.
It's those times.
Well, congratulations to you. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway. I suggest that you keep these for yourself and tell your children, no, no, nay, nay, these are mine.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Excellent. When are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Probably turkey.
Yum. Sounds good.
I'll have that.
What station along with Subway and Summit Orthodontics just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Stupid things that people do when they decide to be a criminal.
Well, first of all, being a criminal is stupid.
Yes. Dateline, Winter Haven, Florida.
Okay.
Which I'm going to... just going to... Way to brag. Way to brag.
Winter Haven,
what are we
going to
name our town? Winter Haven. Why? Because Michigan.
Two words. Because Michigan.
Yep. So a Florida man steals a Jeep.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Steals a Jeep. Jeep Patriot. Nice vehicle. I like those. 25-year-old Ronnie Dylan Willis. He arrived at the home of the victim March 24th in a tan Jeep Patriot.
Hmm.
Notice I said he arrived at the victim's house driving the victim's vehicle.
Oh, no.
You know why?
No, why?
Forgot his cell phone.
And Ronnie Dillon.
His Find-A-Phone app told him, oh, it's at this location. And he still pulled up. Got out of the Jeep.
That he stole.
Approached the police officer that was taking a report about the stolen Jeep and said, hey, have you seen my phone?
Stop! Ronnie Dillon, come on, man. What are you doing?
He basically told the officer that he woke up in the victim's vehicle.
Oh, did ya?
Didn't recognize the vehicle. Went and knocked on a couple of doors. No one answered, so he got back in the vehicle and went home. That's when he realized, I forgot my phone.
Only then. Did he? What?
Only the vehicle said, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And I did not give him permission to drive my vehicle. So, yeah, there we go.
Whoa. This is what baffles me, is he realized, A, this isn't the vehicle I drove.
Yeah.
Right?
This is mine.
But didn't have the wherewithal to go, where's my cell phone? I better go find it. Ronnie Dillon, I'm disappointed in you, man.
Can you hear me now? You know what? That's going to do it for you.
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I will. I got to go.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that.
Don't get caught.